This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado courts are seeing record low numbers of eviction cases. CPR's Matt Bloom reports.
The number of eviction cases moving through local courts is about two-thirds what it was before the pandemic. That's according to a new analysis from the Colorado Apartment Association, the state's largest trade group for landlords. After the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the CDC's eviction moratorium in August, renter advocates feared landlords might flood local courts this fall. But so far, that hasn't panned out. Both landlords and renter advocates say federal and state rental assistance programs have been a huge factor in keeping the figures low. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
It's likely going to be more expensive to stay warm this winter. The Energy Information Administration predicts natural gas heat will be 24% more expensive in the western U.S. compared to last year. Environmental groups are pushing Xcel Energy to speed up the retirements of two of its largest coal plants. CPR Sam Brash has more.
One plant in Pueblo is set to retire in 2040. Another on the Eastern Plains is set to switch to natural gas in 2027. Anna McDevitt is an organizer for the Sierra Club's Beyond Coal campaign.
I think Xcel is leaving a lot of opportunities off of the table when it comes to further reducing climate pollution in our state and saving customers money on their electricity bills.
The group say electricity customers will save about $1 billion between now and 2050 if Xcel stops burning coal sooner. But the company says its timeline will protect local economies and a reliable grid. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Two tigers at the Denver Zoo have tested positive for COVID-19. The zoo says employees noticed that the 11-year-old tigers, Yuri and Nikita, were coughing and sneezing. Nasal swabs confirmed the diagnosis. Officials say the tigers appear to be getting better. It's mostly sunny across the state today and through the weekend. This is CPR News.